Here at Kauai Nama, the Garden Island, Kauai, is Friday, September 18th, and aloha. Aloha means the spirit of love and trust and encompassing everyone. Everyone is our friend in the aloha spirit on this island of Kauai. We are all one family. We are Kauaians. Today, Acharya Kumara Swami gave a beautiful talk to the congregation here on Kauai who comes to the temple on Sun 5, on our mystic moon calendar. Perhaps you've noticed that we have better technology. We hope it helps because we have set up a new microphone system for me to talk to you and you to hear me. So let me know if it has any kind of improvement on your computer screen as we're looking at each other today. Well, we have 20 or 30 new computers arriving today after 4 or 5 years of using computers. New and faster ones are coming from our wonderful benefactor, California, who so graciously has given this boon. We're so grateful. Honestly, all the monks who are renunciates are not so much a renunciate today because they have a bigger and a faster, more memory computer than they've ever experienced in their life. You know, it's really amazing that soon as we get a faster computer, somehow or other, when it gets plugged into the network, all of our other computers become slower. How does that work? Paramacharya Bodhinatha and team, our ministry in India, are left Chennai for Salem in India today to visit a fundraising team for the Yerevan Temple that is working there in the Indian community. And we wish you well, and we're waiting for your report so we can explain what you're doing on our information page. We're trying to focus all of our members of Sai Siddhanta Church, and you can help too in enrolling new subscribers for Hinduism Today. Hinduism Today is the prow of our ship. It is our public service. It is our outreach. And we need more subscribers. Not that we don't have enough, but there's always a desire for more because it is a beautiful magazine. It is the only one that encompasses all of the Hindu religion. Now to you. I've been thinking about you today. Every day I sit overlooking the sacred Wailua River and Sannyasin Sarabhananda Swami reads to me the mail that I receive and the email that I receive, and I give him my replies to forward back on to you. All of you are very special people who are looking at me today and myself looking at you. You are courageous, you are happy, you are strong, you fear nothing. That is the great potential of you that the Vedas declare that is the real you. Let no one make you fearful. Let no one make you doubtful. Let no one break your spirit. You are here on earth to lift yourself up. And once you've done that, lift others up. That is the purpose of our being here. No other purpose. To realize the self of yourself, and that does not mean to realize your individual little low ego identity and depart from your family and run away from home, disobeying them and going into a gang or experiences all the lower life. That doesn't mean the self. That's degradation. There'd be many lives of overcoming the karmas that you can create by doing that, so give up that idea if you've ever had it in your head. I may not be talking to you, but there's someone out there that will see this eventually that I am talking to. When you do, that's you. You are a divine soul, impervious, can only be touched by other divine souls. We are touching our souls today. This is Darshan. I'm seeing you, and you're seeing me. I'm always reminded of this little song, I'll be seeing you in all the familiar places that this mystic heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small way, through our computers, They're like a yogi cave across the way, a magic inner bell, a wishful wishing tree. The light of lives lived well. I'll be seeing you tomorrow in every Indian summer day, and everything that's bright and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in Surya's morning sun, and when Shiva's night is new, I'll be looking at my Macintosh screen and seeing you on your PC or your Macintosh. But I'll be seeing the soul of you as you're seeing the soul of me. Until tomorrow.